cybercrime, macroeconomic conditions, ESG reporting. You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. By understanding your risk, you can make your business resilient to challenges on the road ahead. What's more, you can turn those risks into opportunities. EY helps CFOs, boards, and audit committees see beyond the numbers to uncover the critical insights that make their organizations resilient, even in an ever-shifting landscape. For more insights that matter, visit ey.com/beyondthenumbers.
The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But today, everything costs more. So smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce IT costs, maintenance costs, and manual errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/earnings. netsuite.com/earnings.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Bloomberg Quick Takes' Tim Stenovic on Bloomberg Radio.
Last week, Johns Hopkins joined Andreessen Horowitz, Kaiser Permanente, NBA star Andre Iguodala, and others in an $80 million Series B funding round for Incredible Health, pushing the company into unicorn status. So here with us on the funding raise and really an update on her world, we welcome back Dr. Iman Abuzaid. She's CEO and co-founder at Incredible Health, a frequent guest here on Business Week. And we do like to remind our audience that her company is all about connecting hospitals with nurses and other healthcare workers. And she joins us on the phone from Austin, Texas on this Tuesday. Dr. Abuzaid, nice to have you here with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
All right, we got to talk about this funding raise. Really impressive. You're now a unicorn. Some really interesting people who are involved in that funding raise. What does that mean for you?
So it means that we're now the highest valued tech-enabled career marketplace for healthcare workers in the U.S. today. Our valuation is at $1.65 billion. And for the first time, we've had our customers, health systems, including Kaiser Permanente and Johns Hopkins, invest in our round two, which really positions us as the leaders in healthcare hiring.
So maybe an obvious question, but this latest round, $80 million, what will you be using the money on?
So we're using the money in three key areas. First is in R&D, you know, so investing in the hiring workflow and automating it with machine learning technology. And that includes automating the screening, automating the matching, just so it's increasingly more personalized and more automated for both the healthcare workers and the employers. We're also going to be investing in career resources for nurses. And so they're using us over the course of their entire career. That includes skill growth, scheduling services, educational scholarships, cross-training, all of which is completely free of charge for nurses. And so we are the place where they manage their careers. And then, frankly, just, you know, expansion. You know, expansion beyond nurses and beyond hospitals. Because right now we're serving those two markets primarily and have ambitions to support the rest of the healthcare workers and healthcare employers, too.
Dr. Abuzaid, step back. I mean, I gave a quick brief description of what you guys are doing, but really explore the platform with our audience to remind them exactly what you are doing, who is on it, how many people, and really the growth that you are seeing month to month.
Sure. Hospitals and other healthcare employers, they use Incredible Health custom matching technology to hire high-quality permanent nurses in less than 14 days instead of the industry average of 82 days. We save each hospital facility that we work with at least $2 million in travel nurse costs, overtime costs, and HR costs. And the nurses using our platform enjoy an average salary increase of about 15% and reductions in commute time. I guess over the last year in 2021, we grew top-line revenue over 500%. We've now expanded to over 600 hospitals across 25 states. We work with very large health systems, including HCA Healthcare, and Kaiser Permanente. We also work with academic medical centers like Stanford, Cedars-Sinai, and Johns Hopkins. And we have over 10,000 nurses joining our platform every single week.
And that industry average of 82 days, which you've shortened to 14 days, how does 82 days, that average now, compare to what we've seen in the past? I guess what I'm asking is, did the pandemic exacerbate that? Has that average grown longer?
The pandemic has definitely exacerbated that number, so that average has gotten longer because we are continuing to face a very severe labor shortage in nursing and as well as other healthcare professions. And then the other key number that pandemic has impacted is turnover. The average turnover for nurses in the U.S. was about 17% before the pandemic. It's now on average 21.5%.
Well, tell us a little bit about it. I was talking to somebody within the nursing community and just said COVID, monkeypox, you name it, women, individuals, men, people who are in the nursing field have just kind of had it. Have we lost, or how many have we lost from this field?
So we are we're increasingly losing nurses from this field. So our third annual data report from earlier this year showed that one third of nurses are considering leaving the profession permanently by the end of 2022. And so this is a workforce that has been negatively impacted, in some cases, you know, decimated by the pandemic. They are being overworked and experiencing extreme fatigue and stress and burnout at the moment.
And how do you address retention then, if, you know, burnout is such a big issue?
So a couple key ways. First, are the employers using our platform enjoy a 15% increase in their baseline retention rates because the nurse was able to consider multiple opportunities before selecting that specific employer. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we also in our surveys and our data shows that the top reasons why nurses are changing jobs is by far the number one is career advancement. They're looking for more career advancement. They want to grow their skills, move into leadership, cross-train,
right,
become more specialized. And so the hospitals and health systems that are investing in career advancement for nurses are enjoying better retention rates, too.
Dr. Abrazade, we only have about 25 seconds left here. What's the end game for you? Do you go public? Does an Amazon buy you? Just quickly, any thoughts?
Ultimately, our goal is to go public. We are standalone, building a legendary company with the vision of helping healthcare professionals with better lives and the mission of helping them find and do their best work.
Well, always good to get an update from you. Dr. Iman Abuzaid, co-founder, chief executive officer of Incredible Health, joining us on this Tuesday on the phone from Austin, Texas. This is Bloomberg.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.